This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Before I go on in our study of 1 Thessalonians, I'd like to share how I have applied what we found in chapter 2 to my own life. The focus of our study was addressing the question, what kind of input am I getting for my spiritual experience, my growth, my maturing? Since I am called and in ministry, providing input into others' lives, I needed to ask myself, am I the kind of teacher or mentor described here? Do those I minister to sense that I am authentic, humbly serving God with a view to pleasing Him? Am I gentle in caring for others like a mother is in caring for her little children? Do I just dispense information, or do I give of myself even to the point of sacrifice? Am I willing to sacrifice when necessary? Am I committed as a father would be toward his own children? Do I exemplify in my walk what I encourage and challenge others to strive for? And if they come up short, am I ready to comfort them? Now, as I go through that kind of self-examination before God, I must admit I'm not always what I would like to be. I'm surely not all I believe God would have me be. But I can humbly bear witness to the fact that I'm more like that than I used to be. Others have attested to the impact my life ministry has had on them. I generally sense the smile of God on my life. Having said that, I must, like Paul, acknowledge that by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10.